The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. USDA reported this morning export sales looking like this for corn, 42.6 million bushels, soybeans, 30.0 million, all wheat, 20.1 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of AgReview. Cash hog prices today are called mostly lower amid ample supplies reported by most plants, but sources in Illinois and Indiana say forecasts for freezing rain and sleet followed by heavy snowfall late Thursday into Friday may cause some packers to bid near steady. Terminals are called steady to lower, tops from $40 to $42. Peoria called steady to weak with a top price of $40. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, November 29th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,611. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 50.50 to 63.34, the weighted average 59.93, a loss of 19 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 40.20 to 51.17, and the weighted average was 47.18. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 11,309. The base price range was 50.50 to 64.51. The weighted average, 60.17, a loss of $1.48 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 40.29 to 52.40. The weighted average, 47.06.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Yes, you already mentioned that the weather across the Midwest is deteriorating even as we speak. There's also snow falling now across the panhandle of Texas and through Oklahoma, and a little band of ice ahead of that. Poor livestock conditions will occur from the Texas panhandle to the heart of the Midwest. Conditions will improve in the plains Friday while remaining poor across the Midwest. Snowfall of 2 to 8 inches will occur on today on top of that which fell overnight from the panhandle into eastern Texas. Snowfall of 6 to 12 inches expected from Missouri and through northern Illinois and western Michigan. It looks like generally a route up the Illinois River will meet the heaviest expectations of snow. 3 to 6 inches of snow likely surrounding that region. Cold rain will occur from Arkansas into southeastern Michigan and Ohio, causing the most stressful livestock conditions, with falling temperatures expected in the Midwest. No big changes will occur in the plains. Travel conditions will be poor through the heavy snow bands. Bitter cold in the northern plains has occurred as expected this morning. Animals are facing the coldest day of the season so far in many areas, with below average temperatures expected to continue into the weekend and through the first half of next week. Warming will evolve next week, with northern plains and the upper Midwest turning warmer than usual during the second week of a two-week forecast period. Some of the morning low temperatures this morning were well below zero across a good portion of North Dakota and in through northern South Dakota, and below freezing wind chill factors spreading on a larger area from there. Now, for corn and soybean weather, down to Brazil, where good to excellent crop conditions are expected to prevail across most of Brazil's crop country over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. There will be some net drying occurring in the far south, but little concern now due to favorable soil moisture. Concern over net drying might develop if it persists beyond the first 10 days of December. Some warmer than usual weather may temporarily develop during the weekend and early next week in the far southern and a few center west locations in Brazil, with extreme highs in the 90s to around 100 occurring during the warmest period. As far as Argentina, they also have favorable crop weather, and that will prevail across most of the nation for the next 10 days to 2 weeks. Timely rain anticipated, and no more than a few pockets of dryness expected. Rain will be most significant tomorrow into Saturday, but numerous weak weather disturbances are expected thereafter, and that will curb net drying and support favorable crop development and fine field working conditions. Other areas across the globe, looking at China, a benign forecast continuing for China over the next coming week. Very little precipitation of significance will occur in the major winter grain and oilseed production areas. Temperatures will be mild to cool, with many areas experiencing below average readings. Wheat may stay dormant in the northern China plain, while wheat and canola development in the Yangtze River Basin will be limited. India, two waves of rain will move through northern India over the next couple weeks, the first occurring during the early to midweek next week, and the second expected after December 10th. Enough rain will fall from each storm to lift topsoil moisture in winter wheat and canola production areas, inducing a much improved crop and field conditions. And as far as Australia, very little rain of significance is expected across Australia's crop areas. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, temperatures were hot with an extreme high of 117 degrees in the agricultural area of South Australia. Highs over 100 common in southern and western Queensland, far northern New South Wales, and in much of South Australia. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 525, up 2 3/4. Last trade up 5 3/4. March 542, up a half. Last trade up 3 1/2. December wheat at the board of trade opened at 491 1/2, up 1. Last trade up 4 1/2. March 513, up 1 1/2. Last trade up 3 1/2. July 494, unchanged. Last trade unchanged. December corn opened at 371, up 3/4. Last trade up 6 1/4. March 386, up 3/4. Last trade up 6. July 394, up 3/4. Last trade up 5 1/2. Red line December 360 3/4, unchanged. Last trade up 3 1/4. January beans opened at 684, up 1 1/2. Last trade up 6. March 696, unchanged. Last trade up 5 3/4. July 713, unchanged. Last trade up 5. Redline Novies 727 1/2, unchanged. Last trade up 4 1/2. December soybean meal opened at 193.60, unchanged. Last trade up 60. December soybean oil opened at 29, up 2. Last trade up 22. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like export sales for corn were decent this week.
Actually, export sales across the board were pretty decent, I thought. On the corn side, we came in at 40.2 million bushel. The high side of the trade estimates that I saw was around 39 million bushel. A lot of that went to Japan and South Korea, typical buyers, but it looks like their pace is real steady in here, and that's a plus. Delivery notices came out, first notice day today on the corn. December corn deliveries, I thought, were maybe a hair bigger than what I would have expected to see. But these funds don't care about that. We'll see the corn market up 5 to 6 cents at the opening.
And as you alluded to, soybeans and wheat good, too. Why don't you talk about those?
The bean export bookings came in at 26.8 million bushel. It's noteworthy that China took about half of that. The trade was looking for something around 15 to 30, so it's on the high side of things. Narrowing basis says the farmers have this stuff locked away. We'll be 5 to 7 higher on the beans this morning.
Looks like the Soybean Bureau put the October crush at 161.7. That's on par with averages, but might be a little bit of a red flag with the stocks for the oil.
Yeah, the stocks for the oil were larger than expected, and also we noticed that the bean oil deliveries were much above expectations at 3,823 contracts this morning. So the Census Bureau crush report is showing a little back up in the bean oil side.
And the wheat number, 20.1 million bushels?
20.1 million bushel on the high side of things. Again, a lot of that went to Asian countries, particularly Japan. There was a little bargain hunting yesterday in the wheat. I think the wheat's following. The corn now will be 3 to 5 higher, I would think.
Calls over at the Merck?
Merck's probably going to be a mixed bag today. Very little cash activity, I would expect, in the hogs, although price is kind of steady. I just think that the crash in the cash ham prices is going to weigh on the hog futures. On the cattle, we'll probably be up 20, down 20 type of trade. Cash is expected to be probably a dollar or two lower.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois, and Ellen joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. AM 580 has a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853 and tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.